Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edijenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spread Jesus for all missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edijenfi.
See, I'm only blessed. And because of the blessing, I cannot be cursed. I believe in the word of God. I believe it is the power of God unto salvation. I believe the word will save me. I believe the word will give me life. I believe I'm prospering because of the word of God. And I am excited that the word of God is coming to me. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now lift your right hand to heaven and begin to thank him for the opportunity to hear his word. Thank the Lord for the opportunity to hear his word.
Be honored there, Radia.
Thank him for the opportunity to hear his word. Come on.
We give you praise.
We give you glory. We worship
you.
Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. There's this old song every Christian child learns, but it's a very powerful song. And we want to sing it. Just leave it for me and just join us. Thank you. Okay, keyboard stop. Every instrument stop. We want to hear our voices. Da. And I want you to mean it as you minister it unto the Lord. Say, Yanana, say, Pedia, one in a two, Dana, say, if we say, oh. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this morning. We give you glory and praise and adoration. Thank you for the outpour of your love, Lord, towards us. Thank you for keeping this ministry all this while. Yes, we went through battles, but you were there with us. We faced challenges, but Lord, you were in front of the battle line. We give you glory. You led us, O God, with your glory. You envelop us with your glory. And the substance in us is your glory.
We give you
praise.
Thank you for ordering the steps of this ministry.
Thank
you for the new page you have opened for us. Thank you for the growth that is coming in the name of Jesus. Thank you that nothing is going to stop us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I said amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I just want you to greet about two or three people and tell the person congratulations. You are congratulating the person, one, for coming to church, and two, for being part of this ministry up to now.
Oh man, money yo say and apay what to me and bass sorry netos me no say what kinds of you who are basically some pempens we.
Wow. It's a blessing. Wow.
It's a blessing.
Oh.
That's
beautiful.
Oh Shefa, hey, yeah. Wow. Glory.
God has been so good unto us.
When we are,
if we are to outline all the bridges we have crossed. Sometimes, if you really want to develop a grateful heart, learn how to count the challenges and the oppositions and the troubles you have escaped. You will realize that you will develop a grateful heart. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Let's take our seat. This morning, I want to talk about reasons why we must be loyal in a church. Reasons why we must be loyal. Loyalty is a major requirement when it comes to the work of ministry. The truth of the matter is that Jesus required loyalty even during his days. One day he preached a message, and the title of the message is "Eat My Flesh and Drink My Blood." And the moment he finished the message, many people started going away from the church. Do you think we are witches and wizards? Do you think we are here to drink blood? He started reminding them of the bread they ate on the desert and the miracle bread. You see, human beings, we are strange. Oh. We love miracle money.
It's
every miracle that is God given.
Okay.
There are some miracles. Satan can do miracles. The Bible says that in the last day, the Antichrist will do many miracles and signs.
Amen.
But when Jesus preached that message, many people left the church, and then he was left with only 12 members. At that time, he was having more than his church was. Only the men were over 5,000 congregation. Only the men. And you know, women like anointing more than, and they like church things more than men. So if the men were 5,000, you can imagine how many women. Let's make the women, let's say, we don't want to exaggerate. Let's make the women 7,000.
Na Yesu e preach isa same way ewi enipi na na fi asafene mu na ka nipa do mienu na ansa na no na na so no na nkofo wo pa e mema no ko na mo ye empimunum na e ma so ye so no se de mo mu pengosra ne ade ade no so o mo pa sori pa nti no ye han han ye ni nkane ye fa se mo de mo ye empimunson.
So you can just imagine the congregation which was in Jesus' church, and one message: eat my flesh and drink my blood. Kai every brobo, and they all left.
Now, so we share, sir, any padudu ye woman who to me who use us and send ye tepa. No, pretty as semi in every say, Muntim Hunana Munu Mujano, woman in a.
And it was left with only 12 people.
Na eka, nipa do me no pet.
The Bible says Jesus turned and asked them.
The Bible says, Yesu, a dani a shell, no,
will you also go?
Now, Monsu so mubequana.
Will you also go?
Monsu so ubequana.
And they said, Master,
no, see, Ura.
Go where?
And here for Pani, I walk on.
You are the one with the message of life. We don't have anywhere to go. So the 12 stayed with Jesus. The truth of the matter is that the Bible says that it is required of a steward that a man be found faithful.
So I'm saying, ye shefi ashefo and change say or nipe biara ye be unso wuye nukadifu.
When you are in a ministry, in a church, or even any institution, the strength of the institution, the truth of the matter is that the strength of the institution has a lot to do with the commitment and the loyalty of the people.
Se eba asori anase inko ejuma nko ku awodo awodo a na ho deni ba ko pa wo yifri ma enyeye eye onipa na wo mu wo ho fama ene wo nukre di e obedi.
Hallelujah,
praise the Lord.
Now when you talk about loyalty and you translate it to tree, it looks a little bit sieved. Loyalty is just more, it's beyond just being faithful. It's beyond just being faithful. You understand it? And that is one of the major strengths. This morning, I was just reading and listening to news, and foreign news, and I was listening to that of what do you call it? It was the dawn around 1 o'clock. I was just following. What is happening in the north of Nigeria? And I was asking, I just don't understand. I'm beginning to believe that the whole of the Nigerian nation is deceived. So we should have a leader, we should have a president, and up to now, 200 people have been killed, children have been, slaughtered.
Things
are all over the place, and we don't have any action from government. Wow.
Nipa ye ye de prank of one ye kukum mofrani and the Nas ye ne a ye opening biera or sorry was our mind.
That suggests to me that the government is either afraid or he is the one doing that.
Na and no say ye chinimu and say ye. Say a penino or soon ye echo soon and answer 1 more years and answer or no tiny.
But I was thinking about how these Taliban people, what's the name of those people there? Boko Haram people have been so strong, and up to now, it's like the whole world, they have become a concern. Meanwhile, even when you divide them, the military of Ghana into three, they are not up to one. So what gives them that power? It is loyalty.
Boko Haram fui send your tea what to me and to me at two cell man says yesin yina asu dies adia how my tete almost watch a gana a yes rafum cry omo a mubako crano and
loyalty.
It's a who found money.
Their objective and their vision is evil. They are so loyal to the cause that it has become a point of concern globally. Anything that any vision that has attracted loyal people, it is very difficult for you to break it. Before I started this ministry, the Lord spoke to me audibly and said, son, as you are going, don't be deceived. Look for hearts, not people. Look for hearts that will be with you.
When
you look at the story of Titanic, you could see how loyal people were to love.
So we share Titanic, send your course now. And one now, we know send your course for nuclear. We didn't know what
to do. And up to now, we still talk about Titanic. And I can watch it over and over. And I can preach Titanic like I'm preaching Bible. I have a whole lot of message from it because it speaks to me so much.
But to me, Titanic wasn't send your make your course. It's not say a kasapadi chereme.
When we talk about loyalty, we are talking about die hard faithfulness.
Say ye kasafa sa loyalty so we was say we be enfant say a wo cry ye de ti betu so
we are for it and nothing is going to change us
at the way and no one ye de che na bibi pye ne honu mo e be sanya dwene.
This is what I have decided to do and nothing is going to turn my mind.
We na me tu jina say me be ye na bibi pye ne ho be sanya dwene fi no.
My heart has decided on this matter and I'm committed to it. There is a strong height of commitment when it comes to loyalty, and there is a certain pedigree of faithfulness when it comes to loyalty. You don't really care whether you have food. You don't care. Sometimes you look like a fool because it's like everybody sees that this relationship is destroying you, but you are so committed to it.
Now, I am pimping for who knew Crown Office and said, wait, Jimmy Christ and say, I didn't know what the woman inside you is, and so the way I would do in a mad, you know.
Child of God, the truth of the matter is that if we fail to be committed to a cause, it has no life.
Or the four say, to me, I'm a young farmer, me and to me, and you could dear, I ain't so woke up, Woody Amadina, may catch up like and copadia.
One of the ways to be loyal to a vision is to exchange your life for the life of the vision. It means that the success of the vision depends on your life, and your well-being depends on the success of the vision. And I like the way TB Joshua says it. TB Joshua says that this is what I'm born for, and this is what I would die for.
So obibe to me a good edia ma bibia and ya umbe nya ye pa na bema ni swadi hunu bia beman and to me and shiase and on TDJs or kan no or se wayne ye wo me edim na ye ne way so na me de min kwa beto ho edia ma no.
And Bishop Oedipo says that if it succeed, I have succeeded. If it fails, I have failed.
Now Bishop Oedipo says nyame juma se e kwen ni mana kosoa ne di ya me di ye se e blasi ne din kukua me misume din kuku.
I don't care the kind of vision you have. Listen to me. God will never place a vision which you are able to achieve in your heart. God will always give you something bigger than you. But when you commit yourself and become loyal, the grace of God becomes sufficient. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is why every vision has the temptation of you entering into fear.
But
you don't need to give up. You must be strong.
I say
you don't need to give up. You must be strong.
Is
somebody getting blessed this morning? It can happen to your private life, your corporate life, every area. This message I'm preaching, every area of your life, it can happen. And if you really introduce the ingredient of loyalty, you are on your way to success. And I can tell you, those who despise you, one day will celebrate you. Let's look at a scripture in Matthew 25, the verse number 20 and 21.
The
Bible says that, and so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. And then his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things, and I will make thee a ruler of many things. Anytime there is loyalty, there will be rulership.
Bibia obetume di nukwe no. Bibia no benya tumi ege diye. Sabrante ibae. Ose eja umami num nansu menya num ede akaho. Na ya ura na kachene se mo akwa pa no kofo. Wedi kakre mu eno kware. Na mema wa ayo ura ewa totuwa esu.
God will never give you a fruit as a vision. He will always give you a seed. Your recognition and your respect, your appreciation to the seed, and your commitment to it and your loyalty will give you a tree that will produce more fruits.
Nyankopon wo ye onfa bia ba e fa ba nemum odi e ya aba ena e bebrew na wo no kredi a obetumi adi e wa aba no so no eno na e ba benyina be ye dua a e be so aduaba pii e di ama wo.
God gave, I mean, Jesus was telling the people that it was just 5 talents. It was small. He was faithful to the few. And then he gave him rulership. Rulership. He didn't give, listen to me. Before you can, there's a level in life where we call more than I can carry. Say more than I can carry. Somebody say more than I can carry. I'm not hearing you. Those are the back. Say more than I can carry. There is a realm in life God wants to bring you where you cannot carry the vision, but the vision will carry you. The seed was carryable, but the rulership, you can't carry anything. You can't carry. One day I was in a meeting with Bishop Dark.
Bishop Dark.
And he made a certain statement. He said, when he came to order, he said, I have met a lot of lighthouse pastors. Many of them, I don't know them. Wow. But many years ago, when they were in the classroom and they were all students, and he can count everybody, he could carry everybody in a bus and carry them anywhere. Today, if he tries to carry all lighthouse people, now he has entered into the realm called what? More than I can carry.
If you be a criminal, not Brianna will show a classroom, and they know to me who no money nine will be at his woman in a good bus, cromo, and a domo corner, so and nay, I can say, on to me, Casa or so many nine, the good bus went to be doing Pember Sobia, where they are promises so be to me.
So loyalty is a requirement for excellence, for progress, for success, for prosperity.
A banner no credit, DSM, you would yam be party, and no unya, and Maudi, and Maunyan Quenim, and Maunyan Pija, and Mau Kosrupa.
So, for a church like us to come to this point, by the grace of God, the things we have gone through, the challenges we have been facing, and we have kept the faith, we have held on up to now. I believe God is about to break us into another realm. But every stage we are going into will require to be what? Loyal.
Now say asafu bi eti say enna bebi ani aridi ebe do egugusha si e akuni apeni ye femu nani tumi akura jidi ani mo ato akoso ebe do sambe mesoya enna na meka se erade edi ebe bo urake shemo pa na empamponso bi erade do be do piano wunya bebi efeno aye anfama eni nukredia zeni eti piano so wokra me wudi ano.
7 reasons why you must be loyal.
Number 1
is a requirement for every minister, every visionary, every leader to be loyal. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. Are you getting blessed here? It is a requirement for every husband, every wife, every class prefect, every manager, every director, every leader to be loyal.
A chase, a yo or okunu biara or yiri biara, class prefect biara, or mampeni biara, or kenini biara, or yen no credifu.
The moment you become a caretaker of anything, it is required of you to be loyal.
So unya bebe obia unya chebi bisu pe and then yedi kaya nasadi ye shefu chen and so be dinu kre.
Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. That word means loyal.
Now ye share if you or shall so for be our say or be ye no credivo say or be would ya ma adeno send ye tibia.
You see, many a times we don't know how to pick leaders. Sometimes we think that skillful people will be good leaders. We are deceived to think that TikTok people are good husbands.
people with lalas and nice looking gentlemen. They like pocketing, and the way that's a gentleman. They'll only be nice for the day of wedding. They are presentable for wedding, but they are bad husbands.
The
day your mother saw him, he has brought a boxer in the house. What you don't know can easily kill you.
Now we name no a bit to me a simple cry.
Pastors, sometimes we are deceived.
I saw for be yet nothing and then
money just are sometimes deceived.
Penny for
the moment they see first class, wow!
Woman, you first class,
you see,
if you keep close,
the moment the guy steps here in the realm of the spirit, I see, wow, there's a prophet. I see you. And then you are flying. And as you are flying, you bet an eagle. And the eagle would remove his eyes and gave it to you.
We shall call the end according to the one or the
man. When we hear people say, wow, they say, wow, this will be a very powerful pastor. The requirement is faithfulness. This is a guy who comes to church one, and tomorrow you are looking for him, you don't find him. You give him topic to come and lead prayer, you give him small home cell group. And then you are telling me that this one is a good leader. No. Because he has nice voice. No. It is required of a man that no matter what happens to the group, you must be there. A person who is there, whether it's raining, shining, is sick, we have come very far. So that observers, many people in town were just looking at that. Now, after 3 years, they realize that, hey, Charlie, confirm you're serious. And then, at first, when we used to do the program, nobody would mind us. But when they saw that, that is why when your pastor is preaching it, you must be excited about the message. You must be committed to the message. So that anybody that is sitting by you, like, so I'm enjoying what he's doing. I'm really, really enjoying what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you go into a meeting, it's like, even Kotoko people, they have fans.
Kotoko folk,
and fans. The gospel doesn't have fans.
Why?
Especially in a young church, young people search like this. You should be vibrant and celebrate the thing. Be happy about the thing. Let the preacher know that the message is good. Look at somebody and say, don't be too boring, please. Don't be too boring.
Debbie.
Somebody shout, preach.
Preach!
So I'm teaching about loyalty. If your marriage will work, you must be loyal to it.
So what be your
education will work, you must be loyal to it. If your children will grow powerful, you must be loyal to it. The truth of the matter is that even if you will get promotion at the workplace, you have to be loyal.
There's
the first thing I told my wife before she took her office when she got employment. And she has been loyal. Now, when her transfer came, everybody needed her at their office. Now, the head office is that, Charlie, we need you in Accra. I said, sure. Me, I need my wife here. For me to be married all this year and not be having wife around me, you think it's easy?
When now, you can me catch me here, wabra no o nye juma no be call na juma mu.
See, things like this, you can never forget you. Hallelujah.
And let me say, we'll rent me if you.
You must be loyal. So it's a requirement. The number two reason why you have to be loyal is that it helps us to fight internal destroyers.
Na ni sentie se wo tuo san eye no kwedi fo ne to so mienu ene se e boye ma won mo a omo hu no beso mo sade no oh ye tomo so ntoma.
The Bible talks about the palmer worm, the canker worm, and the caterpillar.
Hey,
you know the palmer worm, they really deal with the root of the tree. The canker worm deals with the stem, but the caterpillar, he eats the leaves.
Some way bako e sori tie dwane hini e bako so tie dwanagasa e na bako so e nuaba e wo so no no e sai nya.
Every vision has these three categories of enemies.
I ni so de uno bia wo so tanfo mi ensan.
And we have enemies, internal enemies, enemies which are within. They are within. They are within the church. They are within the class. They are within the workplace. They are within the marriage. They are within the house. They are within the company. Every vision has that. And if we fail to be loyal, those people will find expression. But if we are loyal, we will expose all of them.
And you may be a warrior, better no, I saw you be a piano piano. Sanko for your town for one woman, one day, brief Yamaha. Now say, and you could do for the end of the moment, come with the hini. Now say, you could do for the end of home at 30.
John 14, the verse number 30. The Bible says that the enemy cometh, but he has what? Nothing in me.
Johnson said, I'll see no town for no or back. Now so say, Onishi Mimu.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We have people who are scorners. People, as we are, this church is growing nicely. There are people who always have something negative to say.
Yeah, well, encophobia, as I've heard, be a not your wife, be bonny, be can the fat idea.
Sunday, he will dress, put on nice tie, and come and sit here and then shout and do. And when he gets out there, you go and meet him with his friends, huh? Say bad things. When a loyal person arrives there, you will silence that person. My church is not like that.
Man, sorry, yes, sanity.
It's wrong. You will correct the opinion.
And
if you are loyal, you will not even do what you are doing. You will never do what you are doing. When you speak evil of a person, you change another person's heart towards the person. And the truth of the matter is that when a person's heart is changed towards a person, no matter the positive things that the person has for him, he will miss it. There are people who are meant for this ministry, but for the things they have heard, they don't want to come to church. There are people like that. And the people that carry the thing are people from within. And they will say, destroying the vision. You are destroying the church. And these people are within. They must be exposed only by the factor of loyalty and faithfulness. Otherwise, these ones will prevail.
Proverbs 22,
the verse number 10. The Bible says that cast out the scorner. Proverbs 22, the verse number 10. He said, cast out the scorner and contention shall go out. Strife and reproach shall cease. You small qua, and then today queen, tomorrow qua. There is a particular person doing that thing. Cast that person out. And all these things will do what? Cease. You are so loyal to the qua. You don't want. What I can do, is to sing.
And
I'm part of the choir. Hey, you want to destroy it? I will allow you. So the moment he came to you, no, we need some loyal people to stand with their leaders, to stand with their pastor, so that they become the eyes to the invisible parts of the pastor.
I'm already suspecting you.
It must be strong. I'm telling you. It must be strong. Our vision is to build a mega church.
We
want to have influence. The reason we have to have influence is because we must be heard. Our voice must be amplified. We must be heard because we believe we have the message, and the people must hear it.
So
we must stand and be loyal and grant the vision the opportunity to be strong and amplify itself, become very powerful. You now, when the vision becomes powerful, you want everybody to know where you are affiliated to.
Yes. And unti I say now from man in the DS and be a so I no speak to me now quenya no what to me I done and what the question goes so now I to me I shut up.
Some people find it a pride to say, why do you go to church? Oh Niama Kabusa baby or Kwasha KFC KFC.
No big sa. I deny I can see into be up baby in one
battery. Now so for ye a quache.
A quache be a
saying
wonte. Obetite.
And you go round soiling the name of the church. Doing things. And sometimes the way some of us, our life, the life we live, our workplaces, we are Christians in church. And we are something else out there. There is a life you have at the office. After office hours, it is a beer night.
So who's the office? One is a beer night in our call. Go to Chebion.
What kind of life is this? What statement are you making? What statement? The truth of the matter is that you see, the success of a man is connected to his achievement. Listen to me. Oh. People see you before they hear you. Listen to me very carefully. And there is no second chance for first impression. So if people see me before they hear me, then they, every time people are looking out for what have you done.
So
if people take you serious, they want to see the serious thing you have done. Influence, they are the ones. Amen. So loyalty, you see, when you are loyal, you are able to fight some of these things.
Say who would your man be a head me and never be a dear penny a penny a copper.
You are able to fight many things that destroy the church. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There are people who are actually wolf in sheepskin. They are not part of us, but they are among us. They can easily be exposed by our loyalty. Every vision is about people. Whatever you achieve in life, if it doesn't affect people, it means nothing. So we have to be loyal. What do you think? How many of you believe that as a Christian we must be loyal? We have to stand for the ministry. We have to stand for ourselves, each other. We must be there for each other. Yeah. You don't go and talk about another man's weakness. We amplify our strength. We amplify our strength and we work on our weakness. And we get better every day. Every vision, I told you, start as a seed. Your appreciation of a seed means that you are actually a futuristic person.
na se obetumi age aba no ade atom wo di nidi esonko age ade no ene che se ah onipa we ono na okọ baabi ochena.
So the Bible says that despise not little beginnings.
The trust I'm saying, share. Assessing kumano, emu eni ngoso emu ne nimtia.
Oh my God, it is very easy to look down on seeds. Things, it is very easy. We have to believe in the seed the Lord has placed in our hands.
Esi inyam jidi ewo abba inyami
jidi. And we must move with it.
Esi yetumi di
work with it.
Yetumi di ye juma.
And never be ashamed of it.
Na ma yeni ewo.
I didn't hear an amen.
Manti ame oho.
It's like you're not happy about the message.
Are
you being exposed?
We have power soon tomorrow.
Are you sure? Are you a suspect? Number three reason why we have to be loyal is because it allows the love of God to fill the church. It allows the love of God to fill the church. You see, when we become loyal to when loyalty is not well explained, if you're not careful, you think that we must betray each other, we must be criticizing each other, we must be looking out. I'm a loyal church member. Daddy, no, that's what we are talking about.
You see,
the Bible says he gave some pastors,
teachers,
apostles, for the edification of what? Of the church. And for the work of what? Ministry. So we are looking at how everybody will grow and how successful the work of God will become. So when you are loyal, the success of the vision is your focus.
So anytime
something is going wrong about a thing, if you can help, you quickly help, no matter what it will cost you. But if it is beyond your strength, then you relay to a higher authority, not to criticize or to expose, but to help bring higher support system to rescue the situation.
Na se ebana se enema bi ekobone ewa de na wuwa ma no a eno no pomode ne se obeye bibia ebetumi ama konkan ne se ebro wo so a ehonu ne se obi owo wani mu a owa wode no betumi ayi de akache no no so abo anyese bia ukopo bi huntuma na so kon bi hu asem.
Now when this thing begins to happen, and this is the attitude by which we live, God sees our heart and God becomes happy, because he knows that at the end here, the young person crachi obehwe ase young person. Like one of the things that Jesus for all missions, when we are going out, we don't do is to wear trousers as a lady. Not because we dislike it. When you are here, we can wear trousers. Is anybody in trousers here today? You can wear trousers. But we, when we are going, they have a certain mindset. In order to help their faith, we don't go with trousers. After we have warned them and through the teaching, they come to realize that. But you see, how to present yourself in order to give the Holy Ghost the chance to work through you to help other people to come to the faith. And only here. The first dressing description the Bible spoke about, I say, and the man and the woman were naked and they were not ashamed. So that is not it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm saying.
Are you here or you have gone home?
Wow.
We allow the love of God because we want to heal each other. We raid the place of, my wife says, Zugumanya activities. I hate you. I don't like you. Then you spoil the person's heart, and the person's love for God begins to reduce. The person used to believe in Pastor David, and whenever Pastor David is preaching, he loves the message. He's blessing him. One day you just went and said, Daddy, I hear me. And no one, you have killed the person's reception to the word. I'm preaching. Whether you don't like it or you like it, I'm preaching. Nothing will stop me. Amen. We want the love of God to fill the church.
Number four, the reason why we must be loyal, because we want to build a mega church. We can have a lot of pastors and church workers. Now listen to me. You can be a pastor. Everybody here is called. You can be a leader. I was watching the Pent TV yesterday, and we were talking about Elder Miracle in the night. And I was listening. I was just sitting on the arm of the chair and I was listening. And there was a statement, the past chairman, he made a certain statement, and I love it. He said, if it was for pastoral ministry in Church of Pentecost, Elder Miracle would have spent 40 years in ministry. And that should let us wake up to the reality that there are some activities in the church which may not find itself behind the pulpit, but they are also pastoring. So for 40 years, Elder Miracle has been consistent, and his side of ministry is releasing blood into the church and life into the church. And even some of us outside the church, we love to hear that Isenku Edameku thing, and it charges our spirit. We pray more, we prophesy more, and somebody has been in the church for many years, a certain pastor has been there, his impact cannot be compared to that of Edameku.
For 40 years,
nobody was paying him for singing. He was just loyal. Now he's an apostle. Apostle doctor Adam Riku.
Friend, apostle doctor Adam Riku. Wow.
You are not clapping. You are a suspect. You. Wow. When we talk about loyal, you see, you are not even loyal to the message. Amen.
Amen.
No, do you understand what I'm trying to teach you? We are so committed to the vision. So committed to the vision that you can just appoint her. LP units. Please take care. Be a pastor of this branch. Please do this. We can have a lot of pastors, a lot of leaders, and a lot of committed workers. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
When you are committed or you are loyal to a cause, look, you can't be shy. You can't shy away. You can't tell me, I don't have that. No. The moment we speak, you are finding out how to solve it.
So, now we did my pan now the winning number 2 minutes. I didn't know, and for unka say, wait there, me, no one what they wait, mean to me, there be your cardinal, but Papa, you so say, send your TB and send me to me, my dear, we bemo.
So we are buying church land,
you toss us out
because you are committed. Before I forget, let me make that point. Loyalty to a vision gives it longevity. You don't get involved. The Bible says that wherever your treasure is, that is where your heart is. So I always tell my leaders, especially choristers and all those departmental heads, when they come to me, daddy, we want to do this, we need money. I say, from where? From the church. It won't come. I will never do it. I'll give you money to go and sew dress or what. To know that the people are really, really committed to this cause, let them put their money in it. If your treasure cannot go into a vision, your heart can never be there.
So person who nuko fa omo akuma e wo e lu ye nu sade hunu mu a ene so mbo mu
you see somebody they be a chair be an onko ye ne ho style
we
be to me yin di easy we be serve kwa no, because that person's heart it is any part obetimi akaka kwa no wasem be ayayayaya obetimi aye bibie tia kwa no ye nyina ye solve problem no no kwa ma nyome ma de de wo hu sakwa no petua or ye ne ho style bia
suspect
my friend. You can't be like that. Always.
Oh,
you can easily tell the person, listen, I'm going to daddy. I'm going to tell him, I can't work with you. I want to grow the department and I can't work with you. I hope you hear what I'm saying. All the departmental leaders, you must know that. Yes. Napoleon Bonaparte. He will force his army to make a commitment. One of the commitments was to bomb the ship. We have only one thing to fight forward. We can't run. There's no. So the people, the soldiers knew that they can only fight and win. Because when we near, you better work on it. It was said, "Wu kuni pan,
kuni pan,"
and they won the battle.
Now, umudim kunim e wakone mu.
So, at certain times, we must take some hard decision in order for us to prove that we believe in the thing.
So, nebi e bet chere se anokure ye wadine mu jidi ma pan.
Is it a good message for such a Sunday?
And yes, and Papa Palma and Ekwesia debi to say,
I give you 3 months. If our hearts will change, this ministry will accelerate with the speed of light. Your marriage will do better in the name of Jesus. Some of us, when we are getting married, we have to look at the ladies and the men who are committed to the cause of their assignment in church. I'm telling the truth. People who are not committed to their causes, they normally fail even at the workplace and in their homes. The Bible says, "Will be a one in the fear social media money post with us all them." You see how it is. I'm preaching, oh.
You preach, oh.
Say, I can be a pastor.
Make me a software.
Put your hand on. Say, me, I can be a pastor.
Pastor, people say, me, to me, I a software.
I only have to be committed.
The hand say, me,
and be loyal.
He
said, I can be a very good leader. I just have to be a loyal person. How many of you believe that this ministry must grow? We are calling for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing is stopping us in the name of Jesus. Number 5. To have a true mega church. If we want to have a true mega church, we have to be loyal. So we have to be loyal and build this mega ministry. Right now, when you look at that, because branches, this, so the number, but you see, the moment, if we form another branch and we take, okay, this set, go and start. You see, the church is like a cell.
Cell
in the human body. We must learn how to multiply ourselves quickly. So HIV virus, you can't kill it, but you bit slow the multiplicational power. It may be a hono more, a bit may slow a sorry new growth. And you be na make can, but I give you a hono more. Your friend loyalty.
Loyalty.
Mr. Friend say
loyalty.
No, your own say the man. Mr. Friend say
loyalty.
It shows that you believe that. Your friend say
loyalty.
When that one is at work, it enhance speed for multiplication of the various of the ecclesia.
Say no a dead ya and no and a ma sa and your ma be masa ecclesia na safunu a bit remember you two punk any mu pa can see it.
Now you see when there's the mega church,
say asoni make a
we also have power of influence.
You to me it's
the municipal assembly is doing something this time and we don't like it. We write a letter. Papa, please, this road must be tired because we have about 5,000 people who use this road daily and it cannot be like that. It must be tired. Blah, blah. Please, that's the work of the church. Oh. The church is the light of the world. We must be the transformational factor of the world. But we are too enclosed in the four corners of the world.
I saw no yen areas in Ehain. Did never be in Kosovo, baby. I said, yen it to Master San and in Puntoba.
That's your pastor comes to the MC and say, look, sir. We thank God for your life, but we came to discuss this. The community has a problem. Who are you? I'm the senior pastor for Kingdom Ministry Center. Is it that church? That big church, that 5,000. Yes.
Open vote.
If you just imagine losing 5,000 votes, you see. We need a what? A mega. I said we need a what? A mega church.
Yes, as a funo, ye be ye kasiye pa ni enya ne enya yusu sanso kasiye.
If we don't build a mega church, some wrong people who have been burning the panties of women and be doing things and be bleaching and everything, they will always determine you use your money for Rolls Royce and some things. Private jet. You see, me, if you prosper, I don't have a problem with you prospering, but you see, it has a statement it makes. It gives authority. So we can empower wrong people. Are you understanding what I'm
trying to
say? Finally, I want to end the message. It will give us power to reap a full reward. When we become faithful, it gives us power to reap a full reward. When the master came and he called the servant, he said, "Thou good and faithful servant," he said, "I will make you Lord." So the guy reaped a full reward.
Now, Oru ane baye no asun fono baye no se omo akopa no kofwo wase meyo wo owura ewo nema piyusu.
When you go to heaven, there are 12 gates with the name and 12 pillars. I mean, 12 gates with the names of the disciples, the 12 disciples.
Oko osuru aye wo aponkesiye aye dumienu a demuni nano aisyan fono umudin egugu hum.
For their loyalty and their faithfulness to the master, even to the point of death, even heaven has recognized them. When you read, let's read a scripture in Revelation. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 14. It says, "And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Now, when you come to Revelation chapter 3, there's a scripture there. It says that, "Let him have ears, hear what the Spirit is saying." He said, "And he who will overcome, his name shall be written in the pillar." There is a reward waiting for us. Listen to me, the growth of the church is a sign that hell is depleting.
One
of the sad stories is that Christians today think that the ultimate is heaven. The ultimate is not heaven. Oh, me did hear
Debbie.
Yes, you can see, because except a man be born again, he cannot enter. Number 2, he said he cannot see. So after you have entered, you must be able to see. You must be able to possess. You must be able to partake. When Jesus was living, the Bible says he took captives captive and gave gift unto men for the education of the church, the work of ministry. Is that not what he said?
Yeah.
Now, the ultimate is not heaven. At the end of the day, that we may build matured sons of God until we all come to the unity of the faith. To the full stature of the Son of God, that is Christ. We are to mature. So after souls have come in, the souls must be built up. They must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. They must have authority in the word of God. They must be full of the word. The wisdom of God must be at work in them.
If
we become loyal, we will reap a full reward. Every reward, when you are loyal to a cause, a vision, there is a reward on earth you reap, and there is a reward in heaven you must reap. Stephen was so loyal to the cause of Christ. To the point that he was dying, he was being stoned, and he was so loyal. He didn't open his mouth like today, certain pastors, "Hey, madomeo, madomeo, madomeo." The
The love of God is not even in your heart. How can you curse the person Jesus has come to die, then his blood has saved, and you open your mouth, say, madome,
ubia, you. A baby who didn't move, jino, now go, jino, say, me, madome.
Hey. One day, I heard a pastor saying to another pastor, whoa, me go, sorry. I love that.
Me go, sorry.
Then I said to myself, if the church is for him, and you'll be to me, gunu.
Sir, sorry, any day, you'll be to me, gunu.
But if it is not for him, no gate of hell shall prevail. We need to reap a full reward.
Stephen
should have opened his mouth and said, hey, Paul, so you have given instruction for them to stone me. Stephen was very anointed. If he had opened his mouth against Paul, trouble.
But he was,
and then the Bible said that he honored the Lord and he lifted his eye to the heaven. Immediately Jesus saw the guy's loyalty to the cause of Christ. The Bible said that Jesus was sitting at the right hand of the Father. But you know what the Bible said? The Bible said Jesus got up and gave Stephen standing ovation. It's in the Bible. And he saw, he said, and I saw the Son of God standing on the right hand side of the Father. You will reap a full reward. He was loyal. Stephen was not one of the apostles. So he was just a pantry man.
Stephen, not on can a ya smartphone.
I'm loyal.
Yeah, it says on the own some.
You have been called into the church as an usher. You must be loyal first to the church, first to your department. You must be loyal to the cause. You must be loyal to the vision, because this vision is God's vision. And if it is God's vision, it needs God's people and their commitment to bring godly things out.
Ya fells would the cobia noa, and so would didn't cry, and so said, you saw the Yanko Pawa dia, Yanko Pawa dia, and say Yanko for fear, radia, walk my pa, I would do when you na, be sad in the moon, I didn't come.
You must be loyal to it.
And so would to me, woman, dear.
Some of us, with all the degrees we have left everything, and we are giving everything to this cause.
Say, you will be a degree, you're giving in Adia to all, you're winning Adia, man, they say,
you must be loyal to it. Say, Lord, help me to be loyal.
Eradi bua me na me tumi nyano credit for me tumi nyina.
Amen. So you are only loyal to anything. You are only loyal to the devil. That is why we must commit ourselves to this cause.
And until NSC tumi jina emasa ni swadi huni.
Jump on your feet.
So we jina huna aso.
And lift your voice.
Na pija wone.
And begin to pray and tell the Lord, help me.
Just your bumpa yese eradi bua.
If you believe this cause is a cause of Christ.
So what
is a vision from the Lord?
Where you said you feel right.
Open your mouth and pray. Pray powerfully. And tell God, Lord, help me. To be loyal.
To
be loyal to my salvation. To be loyal. To the church. To be loyal. To my calling. To be loyal. To this ministry. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice.
Jesus,
come on. Don't pray like an old man or an old lady. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray.
Help me, God. Lift your
voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Because when the spirit of loyalty enters you, attitude towards the vision will change. Your love, you can't come to church late. No, you will find a department of work. It will be available always, and you will be reliable.
Hey, the shinke tenya, rapa nyonisaya, katoleke, rapa lapa, ilandos ireketa, robo dihenesata. Me and right here, Mamma to be in a massa fee, Mamma to be in a mummy free, Mamma to be in a mower this one, and what Jesus name of Mammy, I want to me a terminal, Mammy, I come to me the other one, and what yes, what tenor.